State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
I think that the coronavirus probably has a persistence on surfaces similar to other viruses that we've come in contact with. We're seeing probably somewhere between 3 and 5 days, but it depends a great deal on what that surface is and what the conditions are there.
On the air first when seconds count.
These people that own that are out of state and they use different big city tactics. What we think it's worth and what they think it's worth is a wider right area. Right there.
The news team you've come to depend on.
A replacement out there, you know, and you want to be careful what you do. That's a very interesting department out there. There's a lot of different mechanisms that go into that. If you want to make sure you get the right person.
Your official weather station.
This is not a hurricane that's affecting a region, but this is a global pandemic.
When you need to know.
So different grants that were placemaking grants.
WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. So far today, we've had the new Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner Paul Nightingale, and now we're joined by our other guest for this morning, who is former Frankfort High School pole vault champion and now standout at Notre Dame, Colton Crum. Colton, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. How's everything going with you right now since you're kind of on the inactive list, so to say?
Well, things are a lot different. I actually expected, in my planner today, I expected to be in Texas, and then last weekend in Florida. So we were definitely going to be having a very aggressive outdoor season with a lot of traveling, and I've actually switched around some of my classes to try to make sure that I was able to, you know, get my work done. And then within a few days, things have changed, and it was okay, hey, we're going online, and then a few days after that, I got an email and said, hey, you know, track's done for the rest of the season. And then now we're online for the rest of the semester. So a lot of things have definitely changed.
When you go ahead.
Just over the course of a few days. I mean, when I left for spring break, there was no talk, obviously, of anything. Mm-hmm. So everything has been very, very rapid, but the good thing about the Notre Dame staff is they've been on top of it as far as updates and kind of what's going on. They're very informative that way.
When you say your track season has been canceled, what exactly has been canceled for you?
So every meet, every national meet, pretty much everything that you can think of that we had on the schedule is just canceled. So any NCAA spring sport, whether it's baseball, whether that's track, is canceled for the rest of the year. But the cool thing about that is the NCAA are going to work out additional scholarships, but also additional eligibility. So I will have an additional sixth year of outdoor track, which is really, really, really cool that they're going to honor that.
It's kind of like being injured and then have an extra year of eligibility because you were injured in a way.
Yes, exactly.
So how different does this thing do for you, because you're now back to working primarily with your academic side of thing, but how much does that change your athletic side of things as well?
Well, like I said, I get an additional season. So I have four outdoor seasons that I haven't exercised. I've jumped two of the indoor seasons. So I have pretty much, once I graduate, I have an additional year or 2 years. So the hardest part about this whole thing is trying to plan out, what kind of graduate program I want to be in, making sure I have everything ready to go academically and my credit wise. We've made some substantial changes, over the past couple of weeks that we were looking at it and thinking, hey, it doesn't even make sense to, try to string the degree on try to go an extra year. It makes more sense to graduate early and then enroll in law school to finish my eligibility. So as of right now, we're making some hard pushes academically, trying to make sure that we've got all our credits in and everything's accounted for. But the tentative plan right now is to graduate a year early and with a business degree and then enroll in law school to finish out my additional 2 years of outdoor track.
And looking back, and I've got some results from your meets. You had a pretty good indoor season, especially when you went to the ACC meet, because you had your own. I think that was your personal best, wasn't it?
Yeah. So my indoor seasons have never been as good as the outdoor seasons, and that's always because maybe poor planning. Usually we never really planned for an indoor season. It's funny because in college athletics, you've got an indoor season, you got an outdoor season. But for, in high school, the main event was always outdoor state track. And that was what we always pushed for. So we never prepared, if I jumped high in February or March, that was great, but it never was the goal. And it's funny because the college season is so long, we have to plan for it. So we have to, plan on jumping high in January, in February, and then take a little bit of time off. And then you got to jump even higher in June. So the season is so long, you have to plan. You have to make sure your workouts and everything are synced up. But as far as, this past season, we were making some great changes. The things were happening. I jumped to an all-time highest in an indoor PR. And I was really excited about that because in high school, I would jump at least a foot and a half higher, outside. So we were looking to get on some longer poles and make the additional changes to make that bigger jump, and hopefully crack that 18 foot bar. So I was disappointed I didn't get to jump this outside and be able to prove my mark. But at the same time, I'm just so fortunate that they're going to exercise my eligibility for an additional year. And this, I just look at this time to get better. There's always room for improvement now that the Olympic trials and everything's been pushed back. I'm looking for to bigger things, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Have you been told yet as to when you might get back to Notre Dame, or do you have any idea when you might get back there?
So I'm actually taking summer classes, and I don't even have an idea on whether I'm going to be in a physical seat for that. If I were to guess, I would say no. Like I said, academically, we are at home. All the international students have been home. Nobody's allowed on campus. And as far as the travel bans, no one really knows when they can get out, things like that. Until those things have been lifted, until things federally have been kind of resolved, I don't even see going back to campus, maybe until August or late August, if that. Hopefully this clears up, but at the same token, You know, Notre Dame's been great about providing students with all the resources online, whether it's, you know, we have Zoom, so we live stream all of our lectures, but also there's a lot of, you know, Q&A sections of to ask questions to make sure that we're on, you know, task, because, you know, Notre Dame hasn't lightened up the course load, I will say that. We're still, you know, supposed to take exams, and we still have material that we have to read through. The work has not gotten lighter.
You didn't expect that, did you? You didn't expect that for them to lighten up the load, did you?
I mean, if it were to lighten up a little bit, that would be okay. But no. So that's the thing about Notre Dame is that, you know, it is rigorous, and they haven't lightened up, so it'll keep the academic integrity of our classes. But also, you know, we can work at it at our own pace. Now, that can be either a really good thing or a really bad thing, depending on how you schedule your days, because in reality, you still have, you know, 3.5 hours of work to do a day. So we get it in, and we're really fortunate that I go to a great university that's taking care of us.
How much has this changed your everyday routine? I'm sure it has. You said 3.5 hours for academics, which I expected, but how much does it mess up on the other stuff, like the training for to keep going and pole vaulting?
You know, I'm so fortunate that I have everything I need here in Frankfort, Indiana. So I've got my poles with me. I've got weightlifting equipment. I've got a pit. I've got everything I need to get better. And so I feel very fortunate. You know, the other kid, my other training partner who lives in Florida right now, he sent me a video of him, you know, makeshift jumping in his backyard, you know. Oh. And he doesn't, you know, doesn't have those types of materials where he could get better. And so when this, you know, coronavirus kind of went down, you know, I was talking with my dad, and I'm like, you know, it's going to be okay. Like, you know, I've got everything I need. So I'm very fortunate in that regard that I can get better, that I can train, I can still have my schoolwork, and then the second half of the day, I can be on the track and getting better.
I know your main, one of your big goals is to qualify for the Olympics, and of course the Tokyo Olympics got postponed to 2021 this week. How much does that change that routine for you?
That just makes everything better. I mean, I needed as much time as I could. I just turned 20 years old. So I'm very young as far as, you know, competitive track and field goes. So, you know, we're looking at that and getting pushed back is, you know, that's great. That's even better for us to improve, to get on longer poles, to really make, you know, a big surge late 2020 than early 2021. You know, hopefully I'll be in that batch of kids that you'll say, hey, you probably could make the Olympic trials, or hey, you could make the Olympic team. So there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, they made the call really, really late, and a lot of athletes complained of, you know, hey, you know, I'm putting myself at risk of injury because I've pushed this long and worked this hard, and now it's postponed. I agree with it being postponed. That's what should have happened, and I'm excited for the future. And that, I just look at that as, you know, time to get better. You know, even this morning, talking with my father and my coaches and developing a more extensive training plan to help me achieve those goals. And that's the biggest goal. You know, I want to jump high. I want to jump high for Notre Dame, for Frankfurt. But at the same time, you know, I think I'm capable of making the Olympic trials. And that's something that I've always wanted to do. And whether that comes to fruition or not, I don't know. I really hope so, but I'm going to push as hard as I can. And hopefully I'll make everyone proud at the end of the day, whatever happens.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical statement here. Assuming you would have qualified for the Olympics, would you have gone if it had not been postponed?
Well, the Olympic trials, I received an email late, I don't know, September, I think September of last year, saying I was on the radar. Mm-hmm. Now, on the radar doesn't mean you're going to go, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people on the radar. But the cool part was the mark that they had taken for that was my senior year of high school. So there probably wasn't too many kids that, you know, qualified, or their mark that put them there, you know, was in high school, was when they jumped in high school. So I was really excited, and, you know, getting a letter like that saying you're a likely participant at the trials, you know, it makes you want to push. You know, I don't know how much more of a motivation that could be, saying that, you know, you could be one of those guys that I was watching, you know, 4 years ago. So, you know, I'm going to keep working hard. This coronavirus is a terrible thing that has happened. Obviously, a lot of people have been sick, but we're going to pull through. We're going to get better, and I hope that everyone else has been safe and doing the right things. And you know, we're going to pull through this, and I hope at the end of this that we're going to end up on top. And that's for everyone as a whole.
When I had talked to you previously, you'd said the, if I remember correctly, you said the trials were going to be in Eugene, probably in either June or July. Did that, has that date changed or not?
I do not know if that date has changed. Obviously, with the Olympics, I'm assuming it has. I'm assuming it's pushed back a year. You know, obviously, the updates have been daily as far as what's been going on. So I assume that that's going to change. I don't even think there's that was the big problem with the moving the Olympics, is because we had all these meets being canceled. And so you have to qualify to go to the trials, and to, you know, you have to hit that standard, that mark that they put out every year, or you can qualify by national ranking. Well, when they started canceling all these meets, the athletes are like, wait a minute, I've got one or two meets to qualify, and that's not enough. You know, normally you have a whole row of, you train for several months, and then you have a set of meets that span over the course of 3 months, and hopefully in that 3 months you can hit that. And so I'm assuming that everything's going to be pushed back because there's just simply no meets. And I don't think there should be meets. I think pool vaulting's great and it's fun, but there's way more important things, you know, than what we do. And when you recognize that, and, you know, when, you know, I've been home with my family and I've absolutely loved it. You know, I've, a lot of college kids are, you know, bummed out that they can't spend their, you know, their extra spring break. But for me, I love being home. I love seeing my family. I love, you know, sitting in church with, you know, familiar faces. And this just reminds me of, this is a great place. This just reminds me of, you know, outdoor track. You know, in 2018 when we won the state title, this reminds me of, you know, hanging out with, you know, Coach Richard Slee and Edward Niehaus and all these great, great people that have helped, you know, propel me up and really take care of me. So this time period is great. We're going to get better. But at the same time, I'm just thankful that I can be here and I can share the space with those people.
You mentioned about not having any meets. Do you have to have a minimum amount of meets to qualify or be a part of this, or you just whatever the schedule has for you?
You know, Notre Dame does a great job about coordinating the meets, and when we're traveling and when we're flying out. Notre Dame takes care of pretty much everything for the NCAA. For the, you know, you can qualify for the Olympic trials, but just by a mark. So you can be at, you know, really any place that they're having a sanctioned meet, including college matches. But that's the, you know, that's part of the deal, is where, you know, you have a span of these couple months where if you're gonna hit that high bar, you're gonna do it. And that's the thing, you know, when people look at, you know, the online schedule, for example, or the results of this past indoor season, you definitely can see a progression, and it was highlighted by the ACC meet, and that wasn't on accident. You know, we were working for that, you know, ACC meet. We wanted to jump the highest there, and we had to sacrifice a couple meets before that. And so that's the same thing. You know, you don't know really when you're going to jump high. There's a certain time where you're hitting the mark, you're on the right poles, and the bar just falls off. And that, let me tell you something, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when that bar stays on, you know, we hope it's the right meet at the right time, and we hope it makes a great show. And the ACC meet was highlighted by that. But you never know when that's going to happen.
What's the next big date for you, next big meet for you on your radar right now?
I don't have any meet on the schedule. I don't have any. I can't even tell you a date or a month.
Okay.
For that matter. So what we're doing right now is we're training. You know, we're getting everything in that we need to. And we'll be, I mean, I'm prepared to jump in a meet, you know, today if it came down to it. But the reality of it is everything's canceled. And I mean, there's nothing on anybody's radar. This is a time for rest and reflection and safety number one.
All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just wanted to, you know, thank everybody, in Frankfort who supported me. Just because I've been, you know, up in South Bend, 2 hours north, it's been nothing short of the support that I've received here. And I just want to thank everybody for that. And thank you for having me on. You know, hopefully we're gonna pull through this, and we're all going to be okay. But I look forward to what we've got in store for end of 2020 and then 2021.
I would concur with that wholeheartedly. And, you know, and best of luck to you and everything you do. And hopefully we'll be seeing you with the red, white, and blue overseas soon.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Colton. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That's been Colton Crum, who's been getting ready for a possible move for the Olympics. And whenever that's going to get held right now is the 2020 Olympics of Tokyo officially got postponed this week. And we'll see how he's doing. He ended up on his indoor season with 17.7¾ at the ACC indoor meet earlier this year. So he's in good shape right now. We're going to take another break right now and get this show wrapped up. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theopanis.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We got about roughly 7 minutes left in the show, so if you have any comments or questions, 659-333-8 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Special thanks to our two guests we've had today. We just got off the phone with Colton Crum, who's back home right now trying to get ready for whatever life happens to deal with him as far as what we're doing with coronavirus. Just like the rest of us, he's kind of in limbo right now trying to see it. He's got, of course, as he said, he's got everything handy out at home, so he's in good shape right now. And earlier in the program, we had the new Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner, Paul Nightingale, and that was very special as well. As I said, we have about 7 minutes left in the show. We're just talking about the Olympics, and I want to throw a couple things out at you here. The postponement of the Tokyo Games has catapulted the sports organizations that make up the backbone of the U.S. Olympic team into crisis. At least one has already started layoffs, and others are desperate to stay solvent. Some are expecting a major downturn, membership dues, and others are reeling from event cancellations to more than 8,000 across all sports. Database analyzed by the Associated Press shows combined projected losses of more than $121 million in revenue between February and June for 43 of the 50 national governing bodies that responded to a survey from the NJB Council in the wake of the coronavirus. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. We do have a caller here. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Ken. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine.
Free of virus, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what, in all honesty, I had my checkup last week and got, you know, one thing I need to take care of, nothing coronavirus related. But otherwise, this week I have felt, despite everything, I felt really good this week.
Mm-hmm.
Probably as good as
I've heard on TV, just a blurb that there was one case in Clinton County now.
There is now, yes.
Oh, there's none?
There's one.
Oh, one, okay.
Yeah, there is one now.
Did you hear any more about George Gilbert's resignation over at Baylor?
No, have not.
Okay, just wondered about that.
I have not had time to even go think about it, to be in all honesty, because it's just... Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of other things, I hate to say it, that we've had to deal with, but no, I have not heard anything more.
Well, you and Don talked last week about probably he was pushed out. It kind of sounded like it from the paper article I was reading in a Kokomo paper, which is not a good thing.
Well, that's, you know, but then again, you know, I hate to say it, kids have kind of got the rule of the world right now. I mean, in their own way they do, which is good and bad both, but... you know, and also what really makes it bad is you have parents who think they have a right to stick their head into it, and that's when it starts becoming an issue. So, and like I said last week, I think Taylor, if I remember correctly, only had like 20 or 21 kids out for football. So, that's not enough to even think about being competitive, and they wound up 1-8, 1-9, or whatever it was last year. So,
that's true. Yep. I wanted to ask you another trivial question.
Sure.
Judd Heathcote, wasn't he the coach at Minnesota for a long time?
Michigan State.
Oh, was it Michigan State?
Yeah, matter of fact.
Where is he now? Is he still alive?
I don't know. He is not alive. He just died late last year or earlier this year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was 93, I want to say. But
oh, really?
Yeah. Judd was the coach when Magic was up at Michigan State and they won that title when they beat Bird. He was the coach then.
Okay. Well, I always liked him. And I thought he moved to Florida. Do you know?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. You take care and be careful.
I will do that. You do the same. And, you be safe as well. So.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye. Anybody's got any comments or questions, 659-333-8180-447-4463 are the numbers. Couple of interesting news and notes coming from the Sagamore Conference this week and the past week or so. Jamie Comer, who has been an assistant for the past 7 years at Western Boone and the past two as offensive coordinator for the Stars' back-to-back Class 2A state championship teams, is now the new head coach at Danville High School, pending school board approval. Comer replaces Casey Woods, who led Danville to a 37-15 record in 4 seasons before taking a position at Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Danville won 3 Class 3A sectional titles and 2 regional titles during Woods' tenure. Danville's 8-6 last year and played in the 3A semi-state against Heritage Hills. Of course, Casey Woods was also the head coach of Clinton Prairie before moving on to Danville. So he keeps on moving on and up, and congratulations to Casey on his new job, and best of luck to him in his new position. The long-standing war down at Tri-West, I think, finally came to a conclusion this week, or at least it appears that it has, as a Hendrick County High School coach accused of having an improper relationship with a student has been fired nearly a year after police began investigating him. The Northwest Hendrick School Board voted to fire Coach Tyler Bruce. This happened on the 18th of the month. He is facing felony child seduction charges. The board also named a new superintendent. The last superintendent left as the investigation into Bruce was heating up. Some parents in the district said former superintendent Michael Springer was pushed out because he wanted to fire Bruce last year. Bruce is 31 years old. He is facing having an inappropriate relationship with a 16-year-old student. He faces 3 felony charges in connection to the incident. But it took an incredibly long time to get him to be gone from Tri-West. And I think that's a great move for that district. Not knowing Tyler Bruce at all, but I'll just say, when you have a coach that's in that position, gets charged with an inappropriate relationship, That has got to cease, and I think then they need to move on. I'm sorry, it just needs to happen. Real quick here, what I wanted to do, I did get my hands on our football schedules for the three schools we have here in the area for this coming season. One really interesting thing, the opening season is their scrimmages on the 14th of August. That's when the scrimmage in the season officially starts on the 21st of August, with Clinton Central renewing their rivalry with Frankfort. They'll be playing down here this year. That game's on the 21st. Park Tudor and Clinton Central will get together out at Prairie this year. Then what's really interesting is the following week, Frankfort and Clinton Central get together. And this will be out at Prairie on the 28th. Of next year, later this year, assuming that we get the chance to play some high school football. We don't even get a chance to have college football. We'll see what's going on. And also that particular night, Clinton Central is playing Sheridan at home. That'll be their home opener for the year on the 28th. So that's all coming up. So just some interesting little things to think about. In fact, that Frankfort's playing both Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie in varsity football this year. That's going to wrap it up for us for today. Our thanks to our guests who have been Paul Neidig from the Indiana High School Athletic Association and Golden Crum. Our thanks to our sponsors, our State Farm Insurance agent Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. Join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.